All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We call this Facebook fighting. You know, you go onto Facebook because you have nothing else to do with your day, and you find people that just love to go at it, Aaron. It's pretty funny.
It's my favorite thing. And go at it in a way that's aggressive and not the other way people go at it on the internet.
It's very true. Well, today we actually found a great fight. Well, this is actually a very intense fight.
Yeah.
Because the subject is very intense. It's between Anthony and Dee. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to read their actual fight that they had on Facebook. And then they both agreed to come on air and see if they could hash it out.
That's good. Because they should hash it out in this one, I think.
Yeah. This one's pretty intense. So.
But yeah. I think you'll be Dee and I'll be Anthony. Unless you want to roll reverse here. Me be the woman.
No, I'll be D.
Okay.
It's all good. All right, here we go. Listen up, you deadbeat father dip. You know, paying meager support and Skyping your kid once a week doesn't make you a dad. It makes you a loser who can't handle responsibility. I'm the one who has to raise the thing, and your tiny little contribution doesn't even put a dent in my expenses, Anthony. Get your priorities straight and be a dad for your kid.
In hell, D. Leave this off Facebook. Whatever issues you have with me don't belong in public. If you are unhappy with the money you get from me, then this is not how you bring it up. I'm not even going to bring up all the you pull.
Don't even try to get out of this. I've have to bring this up publicly because otherwise you just ignore me, just like you ignore your kid. He's my world and he deserves the best. I mean, you're just a failure as a dad and a person in general.
Maybe I don't get to see him as much as I want because I'm busy working 80 hours a week over three jobs just to pay the support that I agree to, which is fine. I'm happy to provide Cody with everything he needs, but dealing with you and your selfish attitude is literally killing me.
Whatever. I'm just trying to make sure you pay your dues. Well, it's hard to be a single mom. You have no idea what I have to do.
I actually think I have a pretty good idea what you do. Based on those pics I see every weekend of you going out drinking with what I can only assume is my money, I haven't gone out in 2 years, and yet you can afford to party almost every week? It's f***ing ridiculous.
I'll tell you what's f***ing ridiculous. A man who can't be bothered to spend time with his child can call me selfish. My world revolves around f***. I gave birth to him, and now I'm raising him into a wonderful young man. Just because you send a check every month doesn't mean you're a father. Only I regret about is that I had him with you. So stop whining about it and just give us your money.
That money is for food, clothes, and school supplies. Whatever left should be going towards a college fund or something else for him, not your alcoholism. By the way, where is while you're out getting blitzed? Do you have some teenager to babysit him, or do you just leave him alone? Maybe I should spend more time with him. If I leave him alone with you, he's going to be eating Tide Pods by the end of the week.
Whatever, dude. All right. Wow. That was an intense. That's a very serious one, actually. So I was just like, oh, my gosh. But yes, so that is a real fight that just happened on Facebook, fighting between Anthony and Dee. Obviously, they had a child together, and those two just don't get along.
Poor.
Wow, man. That was pretty intense. So actually, let's just kick it off with Dee. Honey, how did it get to this point where you put this on Facebook? I mean, this isn't good. Obviously, you had a child with a man that doesn't pay child support or enough.
Well, he's not around at all. How did it get to this point? I mean, he won't pick up his phone. He won't come for his dates with Cody. He always says that he gets called in last minute. He says he's working 80 hours a week, but I don't even believe him because he's proved to me that I can't believe him.
Yeah.
So I couldn't track his ass down. I decided to put it on Facebook to see if I could get his attention.
Wow. So may I ask how old he is?
He's almost 3.
Oh, he's just a little pumpkin.
Little baby boy.
Oh, honey. Let me ask you this. Are you upset that you are not with the fathers, you know, with your baby's daddy?
I mean, of course I'm upset. I did love him. We did have a relationship, and it was working out for a little while, and I was hopeful, but, you know, I'm pissed off at the way that he treats me and the way that he doesn't even interact with our son. So, I mean, at this point, I just want him to give me the money so that I can raise the way that I want to because, you know, I don't think he should have a f***ing say.
Oh, no, I'd absolutely love to at this point. I'm eating my own teeth right now, not trying to scream at you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I send you money. The judge ordered me to send you money. You get checks. I can send you the stubs. You cash said checks. So I'm not quite sure what you're trying to gain out of doing this. I
do you
love
not
her.
Understand?
I love my...
I don't care.
You've already taken all this time. So shut up for 2 seconds.
Oh.
Want to know why? Because you do get money. I've given you a ton. So now you're yelling that you aren't getting any money. Doesn't make any f***ing sense. Go.
I'm not even f***ing yelling that I don't get money. I am yelling about the fact that you do not take time out of your day to hang out with your kid. You have 3 jobs. You know, you pass the house in between your jobs. You could stop by for 15 minutes and give him a f***ing hug.
There are times I have, and then you screamed at me. So it wasn't good for the kid after a certain point, because you don't know how to contain yourself. So I had to distance myself. It ain't on me, lady. It's on you.
Can I, Dee and Anthony, can I ask, is there a legal, you know, paper where it's saying this is a amount of time that you see your child? I mean, are you guys 50-50? What is the deal with taking care of?
I primarily have custody, but he has visitation rights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just says that he needs to contact me in advance that we can work it out. You know,
yeah.
It's not super strict. He has complete legal ability to reach out and ask to see his son at any moment. And he's supposed to see his son and take him for visitation every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because of his work schedule, it doesn't seem to be a priority to him.
Sure.
It's not a matter of non-priority. If I don't actually get you X amount of dollars per month, then I lose any visitation rights I have at all. I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. So I can give you the visitation you want, but then when I fall short, then I get him stripped away from me completely.
Let me ask a question here. Now, I'm obviously not going to ask for any specific dollar amounts, but is the money that he sent you, is that enough to cover, like, costs for food, clothes, and school supplies? Because that money's not supposed to be for you. That's supposed to be exclusively for Do you occasionally indulge at all?
It covers food, his clothes, his school supplies. You know, I'm not indulging and partying the way that he is making it seem.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Hey, look, you say what you want to say. Your pictures are posted up for the world to see. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know where you're actually being able to afford to go out as much as you do. I can't.
My friends pay for my drinks. What do you think I'm doing?
What I think you're doing is that you're not actually spending the money on the kid and just spending it on yourself.
I'm just hoping that you two actually can work this out and reconcile in some way, because there seems like there's a lot of turmoil between you two. And obviously, as you know, I'm a mom, that this is not good for Cody. I mean, he's only 3 years old. He really doesn't understand what's going on. But of course, soon enough, he will kind of get what's going on between you two. So is there any way that maybe we could just take this off of Facebook and you guys can like communicate off of that with social media? Because It isn't for social media. That's my own personal opinion.
I don't know, Anthony. Can you have a conversation with me, or are you just scared that I'm going to chew your head off?
No, I'm not scared I'm going to chew your head. I have no fear of you chewing my head off. You've been doing that pretty much since you met me. But if you're going to keep doing this whole weird public shaming BS, I really don't want to interact with you anymore. So if you want to take all this posts down, I'm happy to talk with you. You need to set up an appointment time to do it? Great. But if you can't be civil when you're actually speaking with me and stay focused on us taking care of our kid, you get too distracted with other BS that has nothing to do with anything. You take out your frustrations on me, and I'm sorry you're frustrated, but I can't be your punching bag for everything in your life. If you can't handle your own insecurities and your own shit, then you're never going to even find happiness, period. Focus on the kid. Let's keep it on
that.
Thank
you. Thank you for caring so much about my happiness.
Well, it's on Facebook and now it's on the radio for thousands to hear. So I'm glad we didn't say any last names, because, you know, really, we shouldn't even brought up the child's name, because we need to protect your kid. So thank you, guys. I'm sorry that we couldn't seem to, you know, resolve this between you, but I do hope the best for you and your family.
Yeah, just be nice to each other around Cody.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, they didn't want advice from me.
Wake up!
That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It's now time to get a little hot, a little heated, to slow things down, because it's misconnections.
Yes, you see someone out there living their life at the deli, at the laundromat, wherever, and you just think, you know, I want to live with that person for the rest of my life.
Mm.
But you're too scared to go up to them.
Yes.
So you head out to Misconnections on Craigslist.
We offer it.
And you pour your heart out.
We do. So hopefully this is you and you can, you know, check it off your bucket list. I know someday I hope to hear mine. Never happen, but it will someday. Maybe for you, though.
Maybe. I mean, this one could be about you.
This could be about me if it's another lady.
Mine is titled, mine is Women for Women, actually, found this one. And it's titled, Destroy Me, Please.
Oh, my.
I saw you and your friends drinking and walking on State Street. You all look like college students, and I like that whole look. I'm especially into you. Oh, my gosh, I can't keep that up.
That's why I tried to say something to you.
Changing.
It sucks that your friends kind of stopped me, because we could have had a lot of fun. Normally, I would have given up, but it's just that you look exactly like my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
We dated for a while, and she was a maniac in the sheets, and I bet you are too.
This is totally about me now.
I want to feel destroyed by you. I want your hip movements to crush my pelvis by the time we're done. I want to look like a used Q-tip. Ugh. We can get together and call in sick because we're so exhausted from using each other.
Oof.
I'm not into dating, just the sex.
Yes.
But that's enough, right? So hit me up if you want to get to squashing.
Wow. That girl likes it like dirty, honey.
Apparently. I'm not sure what look.
Hardcore.
I'm not sure how one can look like a used Q-tip.
That's interesting. Look that up, Aaron. Look it up.
Like covered in wax?
I don't know.
Anyway.
That is an image. All right, this is Women for Men. It is titled More Than One Kind of Drilling.
Oh, well.
I know this is a long shot, but I have to try. I'm looking for the contractor me and my then husband hired last year to redo our kitchen. You are like the most musky, masculine guy I had ever seen. And honestly, you are one of the reasons he's my ex-husband now. I saw what else was out there, and I wanted it. I could call your business, but that seems a bit excessive just to get laid, you know.
Yeah.
I want you to come over and do some, you know, hardcore drilling. And this time, it's not on the cabinets.
Oh.
You've already made an appearance, not an appearance, it's A&D appearance in my head during my alone time and with other guys. So we might as well have it be a live event. So come on, baby. Let's put that woodwork to use.
I'm so confused. Is she still talking about contracting?
I think she's talking about drilling.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.